He went out to make 5 different bald spots, and we only warned him once. So we asked the question, Mi mechayiv? Is he chayiv 5 malchus? And then, do you atnan? We learn like this. Nozir shoyin shoyse yayin. Kol hayoyin is a nozir that has a lav not to drink wine. If he goes and drinks wine the whole day, so locher is ein chayiv elachas. He's only chayiv once. Omulah, let's say they keep on telling him and warning him, al tishter, al tishter. If they keep on warning him, do not drink, do not drink. Who shoyse and he keeps on drinking, locher is chayiv akolachas viachas. Then he's chayiv each time they warn him. In other words, for every hasra, the klal is hasra is mechalik for malchus. Like this, if you eat the whole day, even though every time you're eating, it's a new kezayis, it's a new maisam, but since it's kehelam echad, it's oras with one hasra, it's all considered like one long achila, like one long action. What makes it separate actions? That's raw. If you warn them 4 or 5 times, each hasra makes it a new action, there's a new law. So there's only one hasra, even though he's drinking wine the whole day, he's only chayiv one lav. So here also by korcho, if you only warned him one time, there's only one hasra. So even though he goes on and makes one bald spot, then a second, then a third, they cannot be malchus. So it says, "Lo tzricha v'chidush is tesach chamesh etzboisov nosa." He put like shaving cream on his 5 fingers. And he put his 5 fingers on his head at one shot. As if to say, he's making now 5 bald spots at one time. And now we're warning him right now, do not do this action. So it's considered like the asra goes on all 5 actions. So it's like there are 5 asras. This is the case that he's chayiv 5 malchusim. Again, that he's doing it at one time. He has his 5 fingers with full of this shaving, a cream, and he's putting it 5 different places on his head, so he's making 5 bald spots, and there's one asura, here the asura helps. Tejas explains, why is it asura better over here? The Ashleima, the Shaniach, the Goli Kroh, are called Korcho the Korcho, the Korchos Mechalkos, the Gangufa Mechlokim, that each Korch here, that's the Kiddush of the Pesach, that's considered like a separate goof. Right, there's a separate person here. Therefore, this one asra is all 5 separately. Therefore, that's the chiddush of the pasuk over here. It's considered like he was warned for each action separately. Therefore, for each action, you receive malchus. Of course, you need the pasuk for this. But that's the chiddush of the pasuk in such a case. With all being done at one time, then we consider this one asra upon all 5 actions. Now the Gemara says, V'kama shir kocha. How much hair do you have to remove? Or how wide of a space, how wide is the bald spot? Rav Huna Oimer, Kidei Sheyira Meroshe. You have to be able to see it. There has to be enough hair you removed that you can see the bald spot. Push it. You have to be able to look there and notice it. Rav Yechon Oimer, Mishum Yablaza, Rav Shimin, Kigris. The size of a gris, of a bean, let's say it's the size of a dime, that's how big it has to be. The size of a dime, size of a gris. So Nora says, and it's a machlokes, what exactly is the first shita? Kadeshiyira Roshoi, is that a smaller size? I mean, as long as you can see it, even smaller than a dime, you can see it. Or else, no, that's the biggest shear. It means you can see it clearly. That means you just have to know, you could notice it. Not that you're really looking for it. Just you can notice the person has a bald spot, that has to be wider than a dime. Acheir Maimim, a third shita says, Kadeshiyira Meroshoi. So the Chorus Chorus sent into Hanukkah. All right, Shiyira Meroshah. Rashi says this means Shiyira Mibosur Roish Orim. You should be able to see the naked head. You can see the flesh itself. Yeah, I'm not sure. He explains it. Omer Rav Yehuda Bach Aviva. Pligi Bo Atlosa Tanoi. Really, there are 3 shittas over here. Chadam the one says Kegris, the size of the sign of a lentil. The Chadam the one says Kidei Shiyira Meroshah. You have to be able to see the bald spot. V'chadoma kishtei Cyrus. And one says it's enough just to pull out 2 hairs. 2 hairs is enough. But v'ikra demafik kishtei Cyrus. Some take out shtei Cyrus, not that it's too small. Omayo v'chadosha. And rather they put in the size of a chadosha of a lentil. But smaller than that, you'd be potter. the Samnecha, what's the simin that we take out the size of two hairs and the small share is at least the size of a chadosha? The Samnecha, that by negoyim you have a tumav, the hair is kegris, or michi b'chadosha. Like, remember these shirim here, by hilkos tumav, that of a hairis, a white spot, has to be at least the size of the kegris, that's a size of a dime, of a bean, or michia, where it's raw flesh, the other size is the chadosh of a lentil. So since you see these are the two shiurim, it's the same machlok as here by Korach also. That one sheet there is, you need the size of the gris, and the smaller shear is not two cyrus, but rather the smaller shear is the chadosh. So remember this, Hilchos Tuma, you remember here also, that the machlok is what the shiurim are, if it's either the size of the gris, the bald spot, or the size of the chadosh. Turn it up like this. Somebody cuts off a scissors full of hair on Shabbos, chayiv. There's a lot of gezeiros. Not like cut off hair on Shabbos. If you cut off, we'll soon see it means two hairs. If you cut off two hairs, that's an av malachi chayiv on Shabbos. Now, the kama mole piazug, what's called a full scissors, of Rabbi Yehuda, shtayim, two. So piazug here does not mean the whole scissors. It means the tip of the scissors. How much the tip of a scissor could cut off. The tip of a scissor cuts off two hairs. So if you cut off two hairs on Shabbos, Yechayiv. V'atani we learned l'korcha shtayim. I we learned that for korcha, for a bald spot with two Yechayiv, Amos I rather v'chein l'korcha shtayim. It's not only by korcha, it means v'chein l'korcha. By Shabbos for sure Yechayiv cutting off two hairs. This man Yama tells us v'chein l'korcha. The same thing also, if you only pull off two hairs, you're over a lot. That's one mandiyam. Tani nam yach, we learn like this also. That ha noita mole pi azag b'shabbos. Somebody cuts off the tip of a scissors worth of hair on Shabbos, chayiv. The kama mole pi azug, what's called a full tip worth of a scissors, shtayim, two hairs. Rebbe Lezer roime achas, even cutting off one hair, yechayiv. That's a blazer shita. It's also called a dover choshuv. It's called a mlechas machshevis. But Uboy didn't chachom the Rebbe Lezer. The chum like this argue and say, no, it has to at least be two hairs to be chayim midiraisa. But there is one case the chum agree to Rebbe Lezer. Where do they agree? The malaket levonais matech shcharis. If you pull out your white hairs from the rest of the black hairs. So therefore, this one hair you're pulling out is choshuv. You do not want this white hair. So if you do this on Shabbos, Yechayiv. And the Gemara says, the dove is there, this thing, afilu b'chol osur, even in the middle of the week it's osur. Mishum shenema, the prophet says, lo yubash geva simlas isha, man should not dress like a lady. In other words, pulling out the ears, making yourself look nice, that's an action that a lady does, to make yourself look nice. So this, even in the weekday, it's osur. Rashi says, you're making yourself look nice a way that a lady makes herself look nice. The same thing, some say dying here is also shayla, some say dying here is also wasa. Good, if you pull it out, it shows you don't want it, right? But the pshat is, the malach is you're making yourself look nice. Goizes is that you're cutting off there for two purposes. Sometimes you want the hair, and sometimes not because you want the hair. Every hair comes that way. You don't want the hair. You want yourself to look nice. So you're making a gezeiza now to make yourself look nice. That's the malacha. So if you're doing this to make yourself look nice, that's malacha. But then, we'll soon see. Now the Mishnah says, V'yamakev pas roishoy, if you should cut off your payas. Turn around, in. Pas roishoy, what's called the ends of your hair, your head? Soif roishoy. The payah, the corner, means the end of the head. V'yeza soif roish, what's called the end of your head? Zeha mashvet sedoiv, you smoothen out your temples, li'achur yoznoi, from the back of your ear, ulepadachtoi, until your forehead. So if you straighten, in other words, if you go like this, if you make it straight by cutting off all this hair, you make a straight line here, from your forehead to the back of your ear, by cutting off this, that's called the payah. That's where you have the lav, not to cut it off. And again, it's a machloikis, whether it means the lav is using a razor there, or the lav is no, anytime making it short. But the Tony, Tanakama, the Rav Chizda. The Tanakama, the front of Rav Chizda. The Tony, Tanakama, the Rav Chizda. Echad ha-makir, fi-yekar, an-yekar, an-nikav-loikir. Here it says, not only the one that does the action, but the one that receives it. The one that's sitting there and has the haircut being done, even if somebody's doing it to him, he also receives malchus. Well, here it says it, by cutting off the payas, not by korcha. And some think what the Russian says, lo'ikrichu, and it says here, upas tekonim, it says, upas roishoi, it says Russian rabbim here. So like it, omalei man diyocho tamri be'abilo lucky. Just because somebody eats dates in a basket, she gets malchus, like what did this person do wrong? He's sitting still, and somebody else is cutting off his payas, but he didn't do anything. Why should he receive malchus? So he says, Yom Lochaman Yehudi, go like, Reb Yehudi, you mean to say according to Reb Yehuda? The Yom Reb Yehudi Shita is, Lav Shem B'Maisa Leikin Allah. That's not a kasha. That the Malkus is an Echlami, without an action, he receives Malkus. Rav Omar, the Malkus Liyatsumai, no, the Divri Hakil. We're talking about you're doing it to yourself. And the Chiddush is, you're over two Lavs. You're over one Lav for the Malkus, and one Lav because you're the Nikif. The Rashi Yomar, the Messiah, no, somebody else is doing it to you. But you're helping him along. You're moving your head so he can cut it. The divrei hakol goes according to everybody. So here we say Messiah is Yesh by Mamish. Right. The Amashkas Paskoni. Somebody destroys his beard. Tanarabonin. Paskoni, what does it mean? The ends, the corners of your beard? It means Paskoni. It means the end of your beard. The Ezel says, what's called the end of your beard? She burns the Konoi. She also means like the thick beard, the thick hair. So, you know, we'll soon see later. There are 5 points to it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The 5 corners of your beard. Lamaisa, they say, we do not know exactly where it is. That's why they say, don't use a razor any place on your face. Because we don't know. There's so many machlokes here exactly whether it's this point, this point, this point. It's a lot of machlokes exactly where the ends are. Here, even some say on the neck also. So Lamaisa, we try not to use a razor on your face. But the Amasarit Sritachas, the Mishnah says, we'll come back to it soon. The Amasarit Sritachas, if you make one scratch on your body, Tana Rabbanan, the prophet says, the Seret. You should not make a scratch on your body, which means cut down, let make a scratch, the blood comes out. Maybe even if your house burns down, and you get so you feel bad, you make a scratch on your body, there's a lav. Or basically, you know, your ship drowned. Do not put a scratch on your body because somebody died. Is a nechayiv al alameit, the only chayiv on a meit for that. How do I know? If you make 5 scratches because of one mate, you're over 5 malkasim. Each scratch you chayiv. We have the ACM like this. You make 1 scratch. But because of 5 different mesim that you receive 5 malkasim, talmudaim lenefesh. Lenefesh means a lelashon rabim lenefesh lechayiv al kol nefesh benefesh. That for each nefesh you make in this scratch, you overlap. For the Gemara, for our fikta lebeisa shenafro ulusvenosva shetava v'yam. We use this drush already lenefesh to teach us the only chayiv if you make a srita because of a mace and not because of other news. Stand that your house burned down. So how do you know from the word lenefesh that it means even chamisha mesim?